It's time for Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. Laker Hockey Talk is brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. And now with Laker Hockey Talk, here's the voice of the Lakers, Bill Crawford, on ESPN 1400.
Well, good morning, everybody. It is Bill Crawford along with Damon Whitten, another Laker Hockey Talk, our last show before the holidays, and we won't be back until January 10th with this program. But it is a Thursday morning, Damon. No games coming up this weekend, but plenty to talk about. Great first half of the season, I think. 9-6-1 overall. Not as good a home record as a road record, but I think that's good at this point because we can pick it up at home in the second half. We'll have some fans there. And should be interesting because the second half's a little bit different. We're going to play home and away pretty much the whole second half, starting in Anchorage, Alaska on January 4th and 5th.
Yeah, it does feel a little bit different in terms of WCHA play when you look at last year when we were gone so early. Having senior night in January was something I've never seen before. So I think some real good opportunities going into the second half. And you mentioned starting off in Anchorage back in league play, certainly the Great Lakes Invitational. I'm sure we'll get into that. Will be a big opportunity before that, but getting into Anchorage, then welcoming Huntsville. You know, we talked the first half. We had 19 games into it, so two 10-game segments, and you know, I don't know, I'd say great, but pretty good. You know, we liked the way we played most nights. I think that Fairbanks weekend is one weekend we look at where we didn't bring our best game, and that bit us. You know, a couple of those home losses, I wouldn't change the way we play. We'd love to change a result and get the win, but I thought Tolvanen stole the game against Northern Michigan, liked our game against Mankato on Saturday night and didn't get the win there. Dryden McKay was good, but their team was also good, third in the country. It was a tough home slate. You know, we had Michigan in, had Mankato in, some really good programs, but that's an area where we do need to be better. You know, I think we've learned a little bit from that Fairbanks weekend at home, and you saw that when we went up there and put together 120 good minutes and a couple of really solid wins here. So overall, you know, like a lot of things about this team, getting real strong leadership, some great individual play from some guys. I thought our goaltending, our defense have played at a real high level. Our team defense has been pretty good overall. I know our special teams are both in the top 15, both power play, penalty kill. So a lot of good things going on, and you know, but we want it to be a springboard into a great second half, and the way the schedule lines up, we have some real good opportunities to do that.
Yeah, you're going to go up to Alaska right from Detroit, and we should talk about the GLI for a moment or two here. The Great Lakes Invitational, one of the more prestigious holiday tournaments. It's got a long history back to 1965. And they've been playing it in Detroit for about, 35 years now. So Lakers' fourth chance to play in the GLI. We haven't been in it since 1999. We'll open against Michigan State on the 30th. A Sunday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, I can't wait. Like you said, it's a great tournament with a tremendous history. You know, as a Michigan native myself, it's a tournament I know extremely well. I'm not sure I ever missed one growing up, and just great memories going down with my family and teammates to watch the Lakers back in 99, or I guess I was playing then, but Lakers before that, and you know, the Michigans, the Michigan States, Michigan Techs, and you got the bands and the jerseys and the great crowds and atmosphere. So it's an awesome tournament to be part of. You know, it sets up pretty well for us just being down there in Plymouth. You know, we had a chance just to play in Detroit and kind of build our presence down there. I think it's an area, you know, we'd like to continue to grow our footprint in. Obviously, everybody knows us in the state, and the way the leagues have changed a little bit, you know, we'd like to get down there a little bit more often. So here's another chance to send a message about Lake State and Laker hockey, and, you know, start off with a great second half. You know, we're looking forward to playing Michigan State that opening night. Games are on TV, so those who can't travel down can tune in, watch us. But a chance to make a big statement to open up the second half.
Yeah, the other game will be at 1 o'clock that day on the Sunday afternoon, the 30th of December. It'll be Michigan against Michigan Tech, and then the Lakers and the Spartans. And kind of mixed emotions there. I mean, there's really no mixed emotions because you're the Laker head coach, but Michigan State is your alma mater, and you wore the green and white for 4 years playing down there, and anytime you play them, there has to be a little nostalgia there for you.
I think, you know, going into Munn a couple years ago with the Laker program was a little different. You know, I can kind of picture my dad in the crowd and mom in the crowd, and you know, so a little bit when you go into Munn, but I think down at Little Caesars Arena, it's just going to be about having our guys prepared to play. you know, and you know, trying to do the job that we need to do to win a hockey game. They're a good team. You know, they've been up and down a little bit at times this year. They've got one of the best lines in college hockey, led by Taro Harisi, who's, I think, third in the country in points, maybe third or fourth, something like that. So a really dangerous line to be aware of. Their back end's been a little bit banged up, and so they've missed some bodies. But when they're fully healthy, they give you fits. They've got a mix of skill and then some guys that can compete and battle with some size. And then Lethemann and DeRitter and Nett are both capable goaltenders. So they throw a lot of challenges at you. You talked Tuesday about Danton Cole, and you've spent some time with Danton, and you know, extremely competitive guy, a gritty guy. You know, that team plays and competes, and you know, like anybody at any given night, you know, you have to come out and have everybody playing well for 60 minutes to have a chance to win. You know, I like our team, I like our matchup, but we have to be ready. And you know, coming back from the break, you know, we'll have a couple days to really kick it into gear to prepare down there and do some things that they'll throw at us and be ready. But again, it's a good matchup and a great environment.
Yeah, you take 8-9 days off between games. We played the under-18s on Sunday in Plymouth, got a 7-3 win there. I thought played pretty well. But again, even in that game, we started a little bit slow against those younger players. I would think coming off a break that both teams might start a bit slow at the GLI too, just because you've gone home, you've seen a lot of people, you've maybe eaten some turkey and some other things you shouldn't have, and it'll probably be a little bit of a feeling out process for at least the first part of that hockey game.
Yeah, and again, we talked Tuesday, you know, that it's holiday hockey. You know, it's not the sharpest hockey because of that layoff, and like you said, the way you know, you've been off the ice for some of our guys, you know, eating the holidays, traveling, all those kind of things play into it. So it can be a little bit more of a simpler game, you know, than maybe what you just saw or, you know, when you're right into your peak playing season. So, you know, we want to have that in mind. And as we practice getting back to Taffy Abel there on the 26th, you know, we'll have that in mind that we want to go down and play a little bit of a simple game early on and make sure we're managing pucks well. It's always so important, but I think even more so coming out of the holidays when your game timing might be a little bit affected, a little bit off, and just have that simple mindset.
All the guys are gone home with the exception of a couple of players. I think Yuki Miura, who has to get all the way back to Japan if he goes home, and Marek Smittens, who goes to Latvia. They're the two that have gone with other people for the holidays, but everybody else went home. Even the Swedes all got back to Sweden for Christmas, which is really good, I think. And they'll all come back and gather in Sault Ste. Marie the 26th of December. And how do you, when a guy flies out of Detroit, how does he get back to Sault Ste. Marie? He's got to fly back into Detroit. Is Max Humitz going to load up the car with eight guys or what?
Yeah, exactly. We'll kind of make some arrangements that way and have some guys chipping in and, you know, make some other plans. If somebody's got to run down, Coach Isaac will be down there with his family as well. So, you know, we'll make sure all those things are accounted for and done. And, you know, it can be a little bit difficult. We looked at meeting up in Detroit and basing out of there as guys traveled, but it just didn't seem to make as much sense with the GLI starting as late as it does this year. So I think getting back to the Sioux will be, you know, a good launching point for us to get back to work.
Yeah, you know, I looked at the GLI, the past tournaments, etc. We haven't played in it since 1999, but last year it was won by Bowling Green. It's been the visiting team, the extra team, so to speak, because it's always Michigan Tech, Michigan, and Michigan State in that tournament, and then they bring in another team every year. It's been the visitor the last three out of the last 5 years that's won this tournament, so that's kind of interesting. Let's hope that continues as the Lakers go down there and hope we can take it away from them. But it's a good tournament. It's going to draw a lot of interest. I think we have some extracurricular activities going on. There's something going on at Kid Rock's restaurant on Sunday evening after we play our game, and a lot of opportunity for Laker fans to get in touch with each other.
Yeah, well, like I said, as a kid, I remember, you know, going down and watching the Lakers and seeing that iconic jersey up in the stands, and, you know, whether it's there, the CCHA playoffs. So I think it'll be great for our program to have a presence down at Little Caesars Arena. You can get on the websites and the social medias and look at the LSU Alumni Association that will be putting on a meet and greet. I believe it's post game on the first game there. And, you know, we'll get by there a little bit and then get to say hello to a couple people as well. And, yeah, it's just going to be a great environment to be down there, you know, in an NHL building. Red Wings are home that weekend as well. So just be a great hockey weekend there. And, again, we're excited to be part of it.
Yeah, I looked at the USCHO website a bit yesterday. The Spartan thread on there was talking about beating the under-18s 1-0 and how solid a game they played. I guess Taro Hirose, you did not play in that game. He sat out that contest, but USA was missing Hughes as well, the defenseman who plays for them. He's gone to the World Juniors, but hey, the Lakers did a pretty good job against that team, and they're young and fast. They can move the puck well. They're well coached, and we beat them 7-3, but no mention of that on the Spartan site. So let's hope we're laying in the weeds with them. They're not taking this very seriously, at least their fans.
Well, I'll let you read the message boards and relay some of that. You know, we're just going to worry about ourselves. Like I said, we've got our preparation in place in terms of scouting Michigan State already, you know, kind of done. We'll continue to look at some things, and a little bit unique with, you know, not knowing your second night. Obviously in the West, the way we travel and play, typically we play the same opponent Friday, Saturday night, so your preparation is a little bit you know, easier, I guess, to get through, and because of the one opponent. With the way this weekend is, with the chance of playing three different opponents, we're going to split some duties up, but our Michigan State pre-scout is complete, and again, we have a good feel for the things they throw at us. You know, we're going to be who we are, and I think the way we've been committed to playing a good team defense game for the most part, bodes well for us. You know, we can get great goaltending. We can have a real good D core that can defend at a high level and chip in offensively, and the way our forwards are playing in the D zone. You know, that's going to be the key second half. You know, we want to continue to be tighter and tighter defensively. We've shown the ability to score. You saw that against the national program, putting 7 goals up. That hasn't been done against them much this year, certainly from the college where they've won, you know, beat 4 or 5 good NCAA teams as well. So, you know, we can play, and we've got a good team, and you know, we just want to get back and get going. So enjoy it. A couple days here. We kind of joked around Tuesday night that it feels good to have a couple days to breathe here. You know, next day or two, I'm going to feel like we need to get on the ice and practice and kind of look around and wonder where the heck everybody is. But the guys need this break and this downtime. So we're hoping that they come back recharged and ready to go.
I'm sure they will. And they've had a good first half to this point. We'll talk about the second half in the second half of our show today. You're listening to Laker Hockey Talk. And we'll be right back with more on ESPN 1400.
Everybody knows that H&R Block is the premier tax preparation group in the nation, but did you know that H&R Block offers year-round bookkeeping and business services that will help your small business cut costs, make profits, and streamline the business end of operations? From payroll and bookkeeping to expert tax prep and advice, see the friendly folks at H&R Block on I-75 Business Spur in the Michigan Sioux. Call 635-5970. Put H&R Block to work on your small business. You'll be glad you did. H&R Block wishes the Hockey Lakers success.
Hi. This is Scott from Parker Ace Hardware. At Ace, we make painting a simple pleasure. Ask one of our friendly, knowledgeable Ace associates about our Ace Royal Paint, a high-quality paint at a price you'll love. You'll find Ace Royal Paint starting at an everyday low price of just $19.99 a gallon. It's another reason why, from a simple start to a fabulous finish, Parker Ace can help make your next painting project perfect. Parker Ace, the helpful place. Stop by Parker Ace Hardware. We're looking forward to serving you real soon.
Stop by Parker Ace Hardware at 819 Ashman, downtown Sioux, Michigan.
And now back to Coach Witten and Bill Crawford for more Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
Back with the second half of our Laker Hockey Talk program this morning, Bill Crawford along with Damon Witten. And Damon, second half, we talked about it being a home and away type thing. It starts in Anchorage on the 4th and 5th of January. Then you come home against Huntsville. Then you go to Minnesota State, Mankato. And, you know, I look last week, Bowling Green didn't have much trouble with Minnesota State. That's probably that real heavy, hard-checking, and good goaltending game winning for them in that series.
Yeah, well, Coach Conley was down at that series. He watched both games, and before the national program game, you know, we talked pretty thoroughly about that, and he was, you know, kind of gave me the rundown on that. Friday night, you know, maybe some soft goals on Mankato, that was a difference there, and some penalty trouble, some discipline issues there. You know, I don't know how much Mike Hastings being gone with the World Junior team would have affected that team and their preparation. Darren Blue and Todd Knott are tremendous coaches, and I'm sure we're more than prepared to do that. But, you know, certainly a little bit of a different feel for them with their head coach gone and being on the road there. So I don't think you can read too much into it. I'm surprised by the results. I thought Mankato would go in and, you know, at least win one game there. But, you know, a lot of times, I don't know if they were coming off finals, going into finals. A lot of things play into those situations, and it's just another weekend in the WCHA. You know, I think think for the Tech to drop a game last weekend was surprising as well. You know, they've been so good the first half, and they struggled to a Friday night loss and a Saturday night overtime win. So it just gets to be that silly season where if you're not ready to play, you're going to lose hockey games, and it doesn't matter where you're at, what league, you know, what building, you have to be ready to play. And you know, that played out last weekend for sure as the WCHA came down in the first half closing.
Yeah, it was a strange weekend. Huntsville goes in and shuts out Tech 1-0 for Tech not to be able to score a goal at home, and you don't know what's going into it. I can remember in the old days, Frank Anzalone used to say to Jeff Jackson all the time, you don't trust these guys, do you? Because you're putting you're putting all your hope into a bunch of 18 to 23-year-old people, and sometimes they just don't show up the same way one day or one week that they do the other. And another one last week, Alaska Anchorage beats Bemidji, and Tom Ceratori's team won easily the first night, sure. And then they get beat the second night in overtime. And boy, if you're not ready to play, I don't care who you're playing against, they'll beat you in this league.
That's what it is. You know, when you look at Huntsville, Mark Sinclair is playing at a really high level. You know, we're going to have those, when we get back from Anchorage, we're going to see Huntsville and St. Clair. They're a better team than when we went down there and won a couple games early on. And, you know, we have not seen Anchorage yet, and it's been obviously a challenging year up there. But, they go in and win a game against a really good Bemidji team that's had outstanding goaltending all season long. So it just, that's the nature of it. You know, it's really difficult to win and to win consistently because the margins between teams are just really, really simple and are really, really small. And, you know, you have to be ready each night. And I don't know that I would say I wouldn't trust our guys, but like Frank used to say, you know, you don't know what you're going to get night to night, whether it's school affecting guys, whether it's family affecting guys. There's a lot of things that go on in their lives. And, it's hard to be consistently great every single night, but that's what it takes.
You know, let's talk a little bit about how you prepare for anything and how, I go to enough practices to know that there's a lot of repetition. And, you see a lot of the same drills over and over and over again. And I would think sometimes if you're a player, you get a little bit weary of some of that. But if you're a coach, that's what you want to do. You're trying to instill doing things the same way and the right way every time.
Yeah, it's an interesting point. And I remember when I was first year or two at Michigan State, Anson Carter, and a lot of you might remember Anson from the CCHA and went on to play in the NHL, but Anson was holding out, and he was skating with us for a little bit there, and I think it was like a Tuesday. He walked in, and he was kind of joking, went up to the board and wrote the four or five drills we were going to do that day, and he was almost bang on. So it's a fine line. I mean, you want to keep it fresh and change things up to keep guys engaged and tuned in and to keep them on their toes a little bit, but there are basics that you have to hit and be great at. So you're always trying to find that balance and read off of your team and take the feedback from certainly guys like seniors who have been around a long time. They know if guys need to be pushed harder or driven, or if maybe if your seniors are fatigued and tired, there's a pretty good chance your young guys are, so maybe it's a day to lay off the pedal a little bit there. But it's not an exact science, as you've been around long enough, but you have to accomplish things. You have to get better each and every day, and so navigating, that's something we discuss every single day. That's the first thing we do every morning, is talk about lineup, go over practice, and try to have a real good pulse of where the team's at and what they're ready for on that day.
Yeah, I think one of the big differences, people are talking in town about how much better this team is this year, and a lot of the same people on it. You can throw the freshmen in there, I guess, and say, okay, we're this much different. But I think the biggest thing with this team is the leadership at the top. It's Kuglietta, it's Terrell, Anthony Nellis, and Nick Kossoff. Those personalities and that experience right there, and we're talking all four of them have played a lot of hockey here at Lake Superior State. We're really going to miss those guys in the future because they are the heart and soul of this team.
Well, we've talked a lot about those guys, and I agree with you 100%. They've done a tremendous job, and they're a big reason why we're at where we're at. I think some of the, you mentioned the freshmen coming in, and they've done a good job. I think some of the pieces we lost were probably helpful as well. It was time for some guys that that weren't maybe bought in, and some of the fans saw that in their effort on the ice and things like that, because I don't think last year's seniors were not capable or not good leaders, because they were great human beings. Aiden Wright, Ryan Renz, Chatham, they were really good.
Yep.
But I think some guys that aren't back with us that weren't fully committed to doing things the right way, and they were weeded out for various reasons there, and so there's it's always a puzzle piece. And so are we going to miss those guys next year? Absolutely. They're good players, they're experienced. We're not looking at that a whole lot yet, but you're always looking at the future and spending time looking at recruiting. I think there's a lot of of guys that are ready to take over that mantle and will do a tremendous job as well. And I think our culture has shifted overall. You know, we don't have some of those pieces anymore that weren't fully committed to being a hockey player and doing the things it takes at this level. So, we'll see. Time will tell. But, I feel like we're in good hands with our junior class and some of our other underclassmen that will take over. And that's a long ways off. So we're just going to keep, driving with this group and moving forward here.
Yeah, you look at last year, I think senior night was like the 20th of January, which was incredible. Yeah. And we're saying goodbye to our seniors and we still got, 6 weeks left in the season. And four of those weeks on the road, we had a week off in there right after senior night. But this year it'll be much different. Senior night's going to fall the 1st and 2nd. It'll probably be the 2nd of March, the Saturday night. Our last game in the regular season will be a home game against Ferris State.
Yeah, no, it's going to be really nice to be there, and I don't think we come home, even coming home, we don't have any games when there's no school going on. So our faculty staff are back. Our students are back. Check/Revive is coming up down the road as well. We're 5-6 weeks out from Check/Revive. So some real great events left in our season, but just to be home and have that presence, obviously, as you mentioned, there's been a good buzz around town and we appreciate the support. I think it's a really enjoyable hockey team to watch. We play fast, we play with skill. We've been great on the road. We'd like a couple more wins at home and I think there'd be even a little bit more buzz, but it's a good team to watch and a lot of positives still to go the second half.
Yeah, it's funny how things happen too when you're having kind of an off year or you're struggling to find an identity and to find wins and like move up in the standings. It seems like you run into injuries and all kinds of other things. We haven't had any major injuries. We thought we had one with Gelsinger a couple of weeks ago, and that turned out to not be a problem. And he played so well in Alaska, and I thought he played really well against the under-18s too because he's got that good speed. But it's been a much more positive season in that respect as well.
Yeah, and I think giving credit to the staff, have done a good job. Natalie does a great job as athletic trainer, not only helping guys recover, but even some prehab where she's ahead of some issues that are creeping in or creeping up. And certainly Nate, our strength conditioning coach, has done an awesome job too. He comes, spent a lot of time in the NHL and training with some of the best players in the world, and he does things a little bit different than what I've seen even in this mobility circuit on our off lifting days, and it's been great. Guys sometimes can grumble a little bit about it. We're asking for a little bit more than they've given in the past on maybe a Tuesday or a Thursday, but I think that's done been really beneficial for us in avoiding injuries. So I think Natalie and Nate are doing a tremendous job keeping our guys healthy and ready to play.
Well, we are getting ready to go to the GLI. That's coming up on the 30th and 31st. Those games will be broadcast on Yes FM, our sister station here at Sovereign, and we'll be right into the second half. We'll take a feed from up in Anchorage because that's just too expensive a trip and too long a trip for old guys to make. But, it's going to be interesting here because Huntsville, as you said a few minutes ago, they're going to be a tough test. It's going to be a different Huntsville team than what we saw. And plus, they're desperate. They're down there with 9 points in the standings. They probably look at Lake Superior as somebody they can get points from. And they'll be in here the middle of January. And then you go to Mankato, always a tough test. I don't know. I'd like to see our guys get over that hump right there. We seem to have a little bit of a block against that team, but we played really well against them and couldn't get a win at home, and that probably just builds on that sort of thing. But we'll see what we can do out in Mankato, and then you'll come home again at the end of the month. I think you got Michigan Tech coming into town. Or no, it's Bemidji, I think, right at the end of the month of January. So two away series and two home series in January, and the second half is just like that.
Yeah, so real balance that way. Then like you said, after that, Michigan Tech will be a week or two down the road at our place, so a UP rivalry, and then four with Ferris late as well. So it's going to be interesting. I think there's some opportunities there. I know our first 2-3 years we never beat Mankato, and then we went a little spell where I think we were 2-3-1 against them. So we had made some progress there. They're a top five team in the country for a reason, and maybe fall out a little bit now with that sweep at Bowling Green. I thought Saturday we were there. I thought we played well enough to win. And like you said, now we've got to get over the hump there. You have to go in there on the road and find a way to do it and just have a controlled game and realize what they throw at you, the talent and skill they can roll out there. So I think we're close on that, and that'll be a big series for sure, but there's a lot of hockey before then as well.
Yeah, I think Mike Hastings probably didn't mind losing at Bowling Green that much. I mean, he's a competitor. He doesn't want to lose, but he knows he's got their full attention when he does return to that team early in the second half. They're going to be paying attention to him because he does make a difference. That guy's a good coach.
Oh, he's tremendous. I mean, he's done a great job with that program, and the school's done a great job, putting resources behind it as well. And, it's really across the league. You know, Burge is doing a great job there. You know, Coach Dan is having a tough year this year, but he's done an unbelievable job at Ferris and what they've built. So I think that'll be a team to watch in the second half as well. I think they'll start climbing there a little bit. They've been unsettled. They've got unproven goaltending there with their Finnish player winning that job, and he's never been over to the States before. So it'll be interesting to see a team like Ferris as well and what they bring second half.
Yeah, it'll and we got to play them four times, so yeah. that could be tough too. But hey, every weekend's tough, every game's tough. Damon, thanks for doing this morning. We want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We will have this show again on January the 10th, and then the Laker Hockey Show on the 8th, and we will be back with the Lakers at the GLI coming up on the 30th against Michigan State.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks for a great first half. Hope you all have a great holiday, and we look forward to talking again soon.
Okay, that's another Laker Hockey Talk. We'll be back in a couple of weeks' time on ESPN 1400.
You've been listening to Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400, brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. Join us again soon for another edition of Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. WKNW, Sault Ste. Marie's sports leader.